Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Mender's Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers. Dead Rising 3, what are we talking about?
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
We're getting right into it this week. We're going to be talking about Dead Rising 3. Chad did not get a chance to play it.
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, and Bobby and I played it. How much did you put into it, Bobby?
Not enough.
Not enough meaning like... less than 10 hours?
Yeah, less than 10 hours.
Okay. And you put in more than 10 hours.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say about 6. 6 to 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what it's about, because I was interested, but...
Okay. So, I'm a fan of the series. I believe I played this, Dead Rising 1, on a console, I want to say.
It's an Xbox exclusive, Dead Rising 1.
Oh, no. Then I never owned an Xbox.
Okay.
I don't know where I played it. I definitely played it, though.
Okay.
And then, because I know that I was let down with Dead Rising 2. Basically, what Dead Rising series is, it's a playground. A zombie-killing playground. Mm-hmm. That's what they put together. Let's preface this by what's wrong with it and why is it getting the horrible reviews. It's not a bad game, I don't think. I was having fun when it was working. The problems with it are all... It's not the game itself. It's the...
Technical problems. Technical problems that will be fixed in patches later on.
They already came out with them, actually. There's a patch released, I believe, yesterday... which would have been the 12th or maybe even the 11th. And Capcom supposedly fixed all the bugs that were going on, except for the NVIDIA bug, which is probably NVIDIA's side. So we're waiting for a patch from NVIDIA. So there's a bunch of problems. I think most people are using NVIDIA cards. And if you have an NVIDIA card, it just randomly crashes. Like, you could be in a menu, or you could be playing the game. Or you could be doing something, just running down the street with no zombies. It just randomly crashes. Were you getting that, Bobby?
Yeah, I was crashing several times and at all different points. During cutscenes, during gameplay, and menus. It didn't matter where I was. The game would just randomly crash. And yeah, that's really annoying. But again, that's something that's going to be fixed later on. Now, refresh my memory on this. This is the first Dead Rising game I've ever played. It's my understanding that the first one was really popular. People didn't like the second one. And now the third one is getting kind of beat up in the reviews, at least on Steam, for these technical problems. But if you look at the Xbox reviews, it's around a 7.
Capcom's going through some major issues right now. Their president resigned. They put themselves up for sale. Who knows what the fuck's going on? And this game was coming out in the midst of all of this chaos. They're not doing well, despite how popular Street Fighter is. And I think this is the result of that. There just wasn't enough quality testing, quality assurance, or whatever.
Yeah.
But the game itself, I mean, especially the intro, I really enjoyed that first thing going through the underpass. Those zombies on both sides of that cage and stuff. That was spooky, you know?
I think it struggles with an identity, Dead Rising, it seems to me. Like, is it funny? Is it scary? Like,
that's the thing. So the first two, they were definitely going for funny.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't seem to know what it's going for.
Yeah, the tone was all over the map on
all
this
over the
one.
Place. Exactly. It's okay, so it's Japanese, right? And it has that corniness, that usual Capcom corniness that you're used to. So it has that going on, but it's also trying to be scary at parts. Like at night, now they get vicious. Mm-hmm. But even when they got vicious, they weren't that bad. Bobby, did you think they were that bad at night?
No, not at all. As many zombies as there were, and there are a lot, you are in a sea of zombies. And it's really fun to get in a car and just run them all over. Like, that was very enjoyable. But as many as there are, I never really felt too threatened. Like, I could still fight my way out of a crowd.
Yeah, most of the time.
So, the original one took place in a...
shopping mall.
In a mall, right?
Yeah.
Is this one outside of a mall?
Yeah, this is a whole city now. Yeah. Okay. You're in an L.A. It's basically L.A. because it's called Los Pedridos. Which means the lost ones.
Okay.
And I wanted to bring up, there's this stuff called Zombrex, and it keeps people from becoming zombies after they've been beaten. And this is thing, it's not just in this one, they bring it up.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask that because they talked about it in this one like it was common knowledge. So I figured that came from previous games.
Yeah, it came from part two. So if you're bitten, and you keep giving yourself Zombrex, you will not become a zombie. But you apparently they made a law where you need to be microchipped so that they can keep track of you if you're infected. That's what they call it. But anyway, they call them illegals. That's what they call them. They're calling them illegals in this game in L.A., and I was like, I don't think they know what illegals means in L.A. The Japanese don't when they were doing this whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I swear to God, I'm not trying to push this like as a social thing or whatever. I honestly thought they were talking about Mexicans for the first five times they brought it up. Mm. And then yeah. I was like, oh, they're talking about that. Oh, all right. Yeah. So because
that's funny.
They don't really explain what that is. Yeah. You're trying to pick it up in context of the
exactly.
characters
talking. No, and I have the exact same reaction. I mean, we live in San Diego, so you hear illegals, that's what you think.
Guys, just for everybody around the world, we have a street sign that you will not find anywhere else in the world. Everybody knows that, oh, that's San Diego. You reach San Diego when you have a yellow sign with a family on it that's in black. And there's a man pulling a woman who's running. And the woman is holding a daughter. The daughter is flying in the air.
Yeah.
And the daughter is holding a teddy bear. And this is telling you that Mexicans cross the street here.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's telling you. And that's a common thing on our freeways. Just putting it out there. So when I say illegals, or a game says illegals, don't think that I'm an evil person.
Well, you are Mexican. So
this is true.
Yeah. Now, this game used the Forge engine, which I've never heard of before. I actually like the graphics, especially in the cutscenes.
Yeah, it looks nice.
The skin texture kind of reminded me of the id Tech 5 engine, like with Wolfenstein. I thought it looked really good. However, the frame rate was super choppy in the cutscenes, and I think that's because of some of the technical issues they're having.
And it was completely smooth for me.
It's not a Capcom proprietary engine?
It probably is.
It might be. I tried to do a little research on it. I could not find very much.
Hey, Bobby, at the very beginning of the game, when you start on this freeway, did you... You know when you run up to that first girl and she dies?
Mm-hmm.
Did you try to...
Spoilers?
Did you go back? It's the first 10 seconds.
No, I'm joking.
No. You know, I did try to redo that part, and I couldn't rescue anybody at that part.
Yeah, they die when
I think
you get close.
Yeah, I figured they were supposed to
die. I restarted it five times trying to save that girl, but it doesn't matter. It's a proximity. As soon as you get past a person, she just dies. So.
Yeah, they start at very low health.
Yeah.
One thing that I really liked about this game is you can choose a play style to match you up with other players. Completionist, speedrun, casual, and hardcore. And I thought this was really good. Because what's the big problem that we had with Borderlands?
Borderlands needs this.
Yeah. You would join a game with somebody and they don't want to do the optional quest. They just want to run and do all the missions, skip the dialogue. And maybe if it's your first time playing, you want to go through it slowly and absorb the story. Maybe if it's your second playthrough, you want to do a speed run and just grind some levels. You know, people have different agendas when they join a game in multiplayer mode. And the fact that they put in these options and only kept it at four, too. Like, I could see a game over doing this. You know, you don't want to fill out a whole eHarmony profile to figure out who you want to play with. You know what I'm saying? They just give you four options. And these are the four types of people that you will play with. The completionist, who wants to do everything. The speed run, people who are just grinding levels, who want to just get it done as fast as possible. The casual, you know, you don't really care, whatever, maybe you're drinking.
Who does that?
Yeah,
who does? I don't know. And then the hardcore, I can't remember the specifics on this one, but I think they're the ones that just kind of like the completionist, but they, I can't remember the differential.
No, it's probably on a harder difficulty, maybe?
Yeah, I think that
could
might
be.
Have been it.
I don't know.
It explains it in the game. But
I only played offline. So how was your online experience?
That was cool. That's a cool
idea. The online experience, I had some connectivity issues.
So, man, it's just riddled with issues.
Yeah, but this is a game that I think would be way better with other people. Because it's a fun game, and I think they should have stuck with the funny, kind of comical tone with it. Because you're just slashing up zombies in an unrealistic way. And I think this is kind of great for like a Borderlands 2 kind of buddy thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and me playing on the solo mission, it was kind of weird. Because you could totally tell it's built for groups. Because he's talking to a group, even though he's by himself. Because I was playing solo. Come on, guys, we've got to get out of here. I'm by myself. You know, and there was that kind of stuff. But whatever, I knew that it was built for... The other thing that I want to talk about is that... okay. The thing that makes this game what it is, Dead Rising has built itself on you taking different items and putting them together to make something crazy so that you can kill zombies faster. Bobby, did anything really stick out for you that you really enjoyed?
Early in the game, there was a umbrella and a dragon's head that I could combine. Awesome. And you can literally fly. Yeah. Like, you went horizontal and flew and just plowed through, like, maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 zombies and killed them instantly.
Killed a bunch of them. Yeah. And you could upgrade that thing. Have you got to the point where you upgrade it?
No.
Yeah, you can make a pyro version of that. And so you're breathing fire as you do it. It just fucks up tons of shit. Yeah, that was an umbrella. There's a whole bunch of them. There's
and they're vehicles as well, right?
Yeah, you can mix vehicles together. Have you done that?
No.
It's weird because the two vehicles need to be parked next to each other. Your guy's a mechanic, and he's naturally good at putting things together, fixing things. So I guess that's how they explain it. But if there's two cars next to each other, it's kind of like you're going to do it no matter what. But if there's a motorcycle right next to a bulldozer, you now has a motor dozer?
A bull cycle?
Bull cycle, whatever. What do you want to call it? Whatever, it's fun. Like, it doesn't take itself seriously, and that's why I enjoy it. It's a fun... Guys, if there's no technical difficulties, I would have so much more. I would have been playing it all week.
Yeah. Do you feel like it suffers from console-itis? Like,
I think the graphics do.
I wasn't so much bothered by the graphics as kind of the gameplay a little bit, but again, I think that was because of the technical issues, and I turned all my graphical settings all the way up. You know, I got a graphics card that should be able to handle it, but still, there was somewhat of a delay. Honestly, I really liked it. I feel like the 6% it got on Steam is a little too harsh. I think people are right to be outraged that it doesn't work right out of the box, but if you're looking for a correct assessment of the game itself, then you probably want to look on Metacritic at the Xbox score.
Let me ask you this. How much would you pay for this title right here?
This was on sale, like pre-purchase, during the summer sale for $35.99, currently going for $49.99. I'd say half price, $25. And, you know, by the time it's that cheap, they'll probably have had several patches, worked out all the kinks, and it'll be ready to go.
Yeah. So you guys are saying wait a couple months, get it at half price. Don't get it at 35. Don't get it at
44. That'd probably be the best move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth getting it right now, is what
I wouldn't say so. But by the time this comes out, even, like I said, they patched most of the major issues already.
Yeah. And a lot of this would depend on who else is playing it. Because, again, like, I think this is more of a multiplayer type of game.
Okay.
More of a co-op.
It frustrates me that most of the major issues are going to be cleaned up in a couple weeks. It's just a cop-out. That's an excuse. Like,
this is my conspiracy theory.
We should be punishing developers
by not buying their games.
By not buying their games when it comes
out. This is my conspiracy theory on it. Why not release your game with a bunch of bugs so that the cracked version does very poorly so that, you know, you get the patch right up. I just think it might be a strategy, but, you know, I don't know. Who knows? I want to throw out one more combination. There's a couple, actually. MMA gloves plus a muffler.
Really?
Gets you, like, spiked MMA gloves that you could, like, throw combos with and, like, uppercut and shit. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then it was a scythe plus a katana makes a, like, death scythe or whatever. But then you could put fire on it. Which is a, it's just fun shit. It's a, like, flamethrower, butane flamethrower. So you now have a fire death scythe, and it just fucks shit up. It's really satisfying going through crowds and crowds of zombies.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Like, I think it should be really pushing the comedy aspect, because we have so many, like, serious zombie games now.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up, the comedy. The only times I really giggled was, no matter what you find in the game world, and it's a uniform piece, he puts it on immediately, and he comments on it. So usually, like, it's almost always, like, an afro or something stupid, like pajama pants.
Yeah.
He goes, ah, shit. Like, he looks at himself, he's like, oh, this looks terrible. Like, no matter what you put on, unless it's, like, a cop outfit, you put a cop on, he's like, all right, or something. But anytime it's anything that you really wouldn't like, yeah, he comments on it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, so should we talk about some of the other games that we've been playing this week? Who wants to go first?
Yeah. Let me talk about Destiny. First of all, this is not available on PC.
Yet.
But this will be coming out soon. It's a huge game right now. I figure people that PC gamers will want to know what it's about. so to see if they want to get it.
I do.
Or if they don't. So let me talk about it. I'm playing it on PS4, first of all, just so everybody knows what I'm playing it on. I'm fucking obsessed with this game right now. This is what I wanted Firefall to be, and I every time I play it, I'm pissed off that Firefall was not like this. It's got MMO aspects, meaning I can see other people when I play, but it's more like...
Dark Souls?
No, it's... Well, yes, it's got a little bit of where you kind of see people as you're running through.
Okay.
But it's more like you got a hub where you see lots of people, but then once you go to missions, you don't see anybody. It's instant.
Yeah, explain this to me like I'm a 5-year-old. Honestly, okay. Like break it down.
Okay.
Because when I look at it, I see a shooter.
It's Halo. A shooter, first of all.
I look at Halo.
It's Bungie, so it is very much Halo-centric.
Okay.
It's got double jump. It's got three different classes. You can play as a Titan, which is kind of the default standard assault class. It's got a Hunter, which is kind of a stealth. You can go stealthy or you can go kind of sniperish, kind of
okay.
A range guy. And then you've got Warlock, which is kind of the caster class, which does more of the casting.
Is it using guns as well?
Yeah, they all use guns. Everybody can use everything. There's a primary weapon, which, you know, can be an assault rifle, a pulse rifle, a hand cannon, which is kind of
Would you say it's most like Borderlands?
That's the vibe
I'm getting.
There is a lot of similarities to Borderlands. They kind of mimic it a little bit. Like, when you bring up a weapon, it's got kind of it's got text below it also, kind of like Borderlands does it. It's got a lot of similarities to Borderlands. But it's serious for the most part instead of Borderlands kind of comedic edge. Okay. The story... So I've been almost playing all PvE, but you can play pretty much all PvP if you want. It only goes up to level 20, and you can hit level 20 probably in about 10 to 20 hours. So it's not something that you play a whole bunch, but they do that on purpose. They want you to hit maximum level because that's where all the fun occurs.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Twitter's going crazy about this, and this is why we're bringing it up.
Yeah.
I'm really curious.
They do a really cool mechanic, and I really think this is an interesting mechanic. They have items, and items have four different stats that you can put on it, but one of the stats is called light, and all light does is increase your level. So you're level 20 and you're capped out.
You get more XP?
No. You're level 20 and you're capped out.
Okay.
But as soon as you get a certain amount of light, you turn to level 21.
Interesting.
So, the only way you can level up once you hit 20 is to get items, which is kind of a cool mechanic. Like,
that's really cool. It's different.
So, they've already announced that on Tuesday they're going to do their first raid, which requires level 26 to do.
Wow.
So, you have to get items to get to level 26, basically.
So, last I talked to you, you're level 17. Do you have any light items?
No. You don't start getting light till you're 20.
Okay.
Once you hit 20, so it's got the same WoW mechanic where there's white items, there's green items, then it goes blue items, then purple items.
Okay.
So they've got this kind of tiered system. To get the purple items, you have to spend a lot of time and resources. You have to get marks to be able to trade in for your items. So that's how you got to do it. It's kind of a repetitive play to be able to get these items.
But all this repetitiveness is... Oh, you're not there yet.
Well, you know, it's just like Halo. Like... People that played Halo just did PvP maps again and again and again, right? Like, that's what they did for Halo. Now when you're playing this, you can get items that increase your level and do different things. There's a point to playing all those.
Okay.
Which
Halo
never had.
And also above this. Okay, so you're playing PvE,
mm-hmm.
and you got to go kill this guy and you're going to get this.
Right? No. So the story missions, you can play by yourself or you can play with others.
Okay.
And then they have these Strike Force missions, which are three-person... group missions. They're kind of the instances in a PvE world. So three people go in, you play the three of us, you get through it, there's a boss, there's bosses, there's wave mechanics, there's, you know, it's just a standard group.
But fun. Done well.
But done well.
Okay.
And there's no Trinity, there's no like healer tank damage thing. Right. Everybody's a damage. If somebody dies, they have their little like thing sitting above them, and anybody can run up and do their...
Pick them up,
basically. Yeah. So everybody's a healer. Everybody's kind of tanky. I'm sure when you hit 20 and there's specialty classes, one of them's Defender, which is kind of the tanky class.
So all those classes split off into more classes?
A little bit. There's only one like specialty class off of them. So those three classes turn into six classes.
Okay.
So everybody's a damage dealer. Like, you don't have to worry about trying to get a specialty group together. You don't have to wait for your tank to show up. So everybody, you can go in and do it. There's three person instances. I believe the raid is going to be six person, but I only say that because they do six person PvP stuff. So I'm thinking the raid's going to be six person also. I'm actually having fun doing PvP, which I don't normally. Like, I suck at shooters on console, so I haven't been looking forward to it, but I've been enjoying it. It's cool because you get a weapon, and then you can do PvP, and you have that weapon. They don't, like, give you the default class, the default setup or whatever. You go in with your items, but then they normalize you, so you could go, you could be up against a level 6 or a level 18, and you're using your weapons, but everybody's normalized. So you don't get special privileges, but you're using your setup.
Let me let the listeners know how much Chad is enjoying this game. I was having sex this morning.
Yes.
And through the wall, I could hear Chad yelling louder than my girl. And now, I don't know if
maybe that has something to do with how you're having sex.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's that's how good the game is or how bad I am of a lover. But she goes, what's he yelling about? I
was pissed.
Bitch, why aren't you yelling? This is a competition now.
I didn't
say that, folks.
Here's why I was pissed. Because we've been having issues with our connection recently. Yeah. Like, it periodically just cuts out for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
When it drops very low. When it cuts out, it boots me out of the three-person group that I'm in. So I'm at the boss. So these bosses in this game are 15-minute fights. You dodge behind things, you get hit, your armor comes off, you're ducking out of the way. No visible damage shows up on his bar when you damage him. So it's three people shooting at him for like 15 minutes to kill this boss. It's frustrating, but like you're
satisfying.
Like satisfying at the end. So it is a long fight. After, you know, getting through the instance, which is, you know, 30 minutes or whatever to get to the boss, and then a 15-minute boss fight. This happened three times in a row. I get through the instance, I get to the boss, first death, boots me out, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, god damn it!
Exactly! So, that's what
very white guy, like, yeah. Like curse words. Gosh darn it!
Dagnam it! So, that's what I was shouting about. So, gotcha. But eventually I got through it.
So, it's a very, very good game.
I can't complain.
I haven't seen you about this game, this for a while.
I can't complain about this game at all. I can't wait till it comes out on PC. I'm actually thinking of getting this item called Zim 4.
Okay.
And Zim 4 lets you play on a mouse and keyboard on your console. So I'm looking into this thing because, man,
it's the most traitor thing you
can ever do. The dual stick shooter is just killing me.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't wait for it to come out on console. I'm going to play this for sure. I'm excited. I'm almost level 20 on my Titan. I am already excited to play a Warlock because I wish I had started with a Warlock, but whatever. So yeah.
Cool. Now,
Yeah.
Do we know what day this is coming out for PC? How far away?
I haven't heard anything.
All I know is 2015. Berto, you got anything? No release date.
No confirmed release.
He's like a wizard of information, man. I love it. It's
is there anything else you guys want to know? I've been playing this nonstop, so is there anything else? It's got a
can
cool...
Can you keep it down?
Yeah.
I got
keep it up? Like, you need to step your game up. I don't think I need to step mine down. No, it's a lot of fun. And if you have a console, I'd recommend picking it up. And if you've got a PC, I highly recommend whenever it comes out that you get it. It's going to be even better when it comes out on PC because it'll have the console guys have been put work in to make sure it's clean and everything is good. So I'm excited.
Bobby, talk to me about Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah, so I've been playing that a little bit this week, having some fun with it. This game, it's been a while since I've... yelled at my computer.
Whoa.
But yeah, it...
Whoa, in frustration? Like, or fear? Or fear?
No. Well, you know, I don't want to say... Everyone says, oh my God, scariest game ever. And I can't really say that it's scary. It startles you. but it does it very well. It tells you right at the beginning, there's going to be some jump scares.
Prepare yourself.
Wow. Just to let you know. And I kind of clicked through that like, okay, whatever. didn't pay much attention to it. And the first time that one of these animatronic animals got me, yeah, man, I fucking yelled at my screen. It totally caught me off guard. And even though I know it's coming now, it still gets me every time. But we talked about this.
Okay. You're trying to be tough guy here over here, saying that it's not scary, but the jump scares are getting you. Jump scares are the worst kinds of scares, right?
Well,
like,
yeah,
you gotta admit, this thing is doing something to you that no other game has done. Not repeatedly.
There's no, what am I trying to say?
Scary it's not game hard, shutdown over here.
It's not hard to startle somebody. You can sneak up behind anyone and go,
it's
boom.
A cheap scare, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's not even a scare. It's just a startle. You get caught off guard.
That's a scare. That's the definition of a scare.
I hear a tough guy talk. That's what I'm hearing.
No, a scare, something scary is something that keeps you awake at night. Something that you can't stop thinking about and that legitimately scares you. Not someone jumping behind from a dark area and saying boo.
I think we're at a disagreement here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with you also.
Because this is why. Because, I've been scared of things for a while, like what you're talking about, keep you up at night. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like a dread kind of thing that lasts for a long time. But I would also say that if somebody sneak up, because it takes a lot to startle me.
What was that game, Amnesia, that you refused to play?
I couldn't even get through it. because the dread was so much. I never even saw a monster. I was like, okay.
That was Gone Home. Like, nothing showed up, but it was so creepy, I stopped playing that game.
But a jump scare, I would say, see, I put jump scares even above what you're talking about. I guess it's all about the way you look at it.
Tell us what this game's about, in case listeners have no idea what Five Nights at Freddy's about.
We'll just interrupt you 10 more times.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Only 10? All right.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy. You are a security guard who just started working at a pizzeria, and the animatronics come to life at night, and they try to stuff you into a robot body and kill you. That way. So what you have to do is, there's only a few things you can click on. You can shut the doors. You don't move at all. You can kind of look left to right, but that's it. You don't move at all. You're always looking at the same screen. You can pull up your monitor to look at different cameras throughout the place. And the monitors kind of slow them down. If you see them, then they kind of stop. And each animatronic has their own path that they follow and their own pattern. So the foxy guy comes one way. Who's the other one? Bonnie always comes from the left side, and you learn these things as you start to play the game. Mm. So you know what to look for, and you know what to do in certain situations.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that you can sense? You know
that
patterns.
You figure out the patterns.
I guess it's the only way you could win, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it were totally random, it would make this game very hard, and it is actually quite challenging. I'm on night 4 right now, and I've gotten so close a couple times to beating it. There's actually a total of 7 nights.
So Five Nights at Freddy is just a misnomer.
Well, there's 5 nights, then there's a bonus round, and then if you beat the bonus round, then you can do a custom level, to my understanding. And there's also a few Easter eggs. There's a Golden Freddy. But
Freddy's the bear? The poster child.
Freddy's the bear. And then there's also, they all have names. Chica is the, what is she, a
Big
duck?
Or something?
Yeah, she's a duck. Foxy is the fox. And they are really creepy looking, and you don't
fuck this.
Yeah,
we're watching video.
I didn't
just
even.
Talking.
Yeah,
fuck it. There's no way.
Not even a hint of me wanting to pick
no,
this game.
I'm not playing this. I'm not playing it.
I'm telling you though. Even though I know the jump scares are coming, they still get me because they do it so well. Like, they are so quick and so
God,
loud
that looks
and so in your face.
Yeah. Oh, look at that shot.
Yeah, I know. It looks so fucking creepy.
Yeah, and so that's
how are they getting you, Bob? Because eventually you turn around and you're being eaten or whatever, right? Or they got you, right? Explain the jump scare if you know if it's coming, it still gets you.
Well,
you
what happens?
Change to a camera and then they're there, right?
Yeah. When you get to about the third night, you have to shut the door before
God.
You... Yeah, they get right up in your face.
I'm out. I'm already out.
They get right up in your
that
face.
That one picture, I'm out.
Somebody said it was a childhood nightmare factory, this game.
There's a YouTube video where they show all the scares from all the death scenes. It's pretty funny. You got to check it out. Just look up Five Nights at Freddy's all death scenes. It's like the first one that pops
different possibilities
up.
From all the different puppets.
Yeah, there's like it's like 12 seconds long, but it's great. But yeah, this game, actually, I am kind of enjoying it a little bit. It's very simple. Like, what? If you hit escape, it closes the whole game. I did that accidentally like 5 times.
You were scared. Escape!
Well, no, I was trying to go back in the menu. You can't pause it at all. In each round, each night, you're looking at about 8 or 9 minutes for the entire duration.
So, how much was this game?
Well, I got it in a bundle for less than $2 with
this
like
was
five
a Humble
other
bundle,
games.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
This is my big game of the year, dude. Talking about, like, this level of emotion that people are getting out of it and how cheap it is, this is pretty, like, a masterpiece.
I wouldn't call that emotion, though.
Would you, are you picking it up?
Isn't it an emotion now?
Are you picking it up?
No, fuck no.
Okay, neither am I. So, we got 33% of the podcast are picking it up. I don't think it's game of the year.
Well, if you look at the games that I have been playing this week, it's a lot of horror games. From here on till Halloween, it's going to be a lot of scary games for me. So Five Nights at Freddy's, I figured I had to play it. It looked good, and I'm going to continue to play it. I really want to work my way through the rest of these.
So, but you said 8 minutes of gameplay.
No, eight minutes for each night. And
yeah,
there's,
so there's
no way you're
five nights. So you're talking about 40 minutes.
No, but he's not getting it.
Yeah, you're not beating it on the first.
It's like
turn.
A roguelike in that.
Yeah. Even if you look up like how to beat each level, the first two you can get through pretty easily. After that, they become much more difficult. But I played the fourth night at least 10 times already, and I've come close.
Permadeath, right? You got to start at one.
You start at midnight, you have to make it till 6 a.m., and the clock slowly ticks by each hour.
That. I don't know what I just saw. What's the duck? Because the duck
that's
is
Chica.
My worst enemy.
But I'm saying if you die on level 4, you can't start level 4 over again.
No, you do.
Oh. Yeah. Then why wouldn't you be able to get through it? It's
no,
that hard.
I keep playing. I keep replaying night 4 over again.
Wow. Yeah. It's that hard, huh?
Yeah, it's not impossible. Like, I've been super close, like gotcha. Right there a couple times. And there's still a few mechanics about the games that I don't understand. Like, Freddy can get into your room even if you have both doors shut. And I'm not sure how to keep him from doing that. And he always comes in, like, when I'm really close to being the knight.
He's a sneaky fucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freddy's an asshole. I mean, I think we've established that.
He kind of is. And they've already hinted at a sequel for this game. And I would love to see a sequel because I feel like this game is a little unrefined. I think some people even played it on iOS or Android or something. On a high-resolution monitor, it does not look that great. It looks super grainy. The
kinda puppets like when you get a movie from the 80s and you put it on a high def, it looks like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's definitely a little bit of room for improvement here.
It's just some random developer, though,
yeah, it's
right?
Just one guy. This game got greenlit on Steam. It's on. They sell it for $5, but you can find it on sale probably very soon. It's already been on sale twice. I've seen it on Humble Bundle for $2.50 and then in an actual bundle for less than $2. I'm sure with Halloween coming up, Steam usually has a sale. It'll be on there as well.
Okay.
But yeah, before you guys take off tonight, we'll have to play at least one round of this just so I can show you.
I've closed my eyes.
It's not that bad. It really isn't.
I guess I'll go next. Now that everybody knows I'm getting laid now, I played The Walking Dead with the lady
Such
friend.
Such a disappointment.
I know. I played Walking Dead with the lady friend. And just like Bobby said, it's pretty nice. I mean,
wait, she's holding the controller or whatever.
She's doing the WASD, and most importantly, she's doing the emotional, like the
Select
dialogue,
action.
The dialogue options. And at first, you know, she's like not having it. Like, you're not going to get me into PC gaming. Like, it's not going to work, right? So, you know, you start the game. This is an old game. We're playing Walking Dead Season 1. And you start off in a cop car, in the back of the cop car, and the cop's talking to you or whatever. At first, she's like, well, I'm just going to play him like a... She said, I think she said a down-ass N-I-G-G-A.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's talking back to the cop. Like, she doesn't care because she's not, like, committed, right?
Yeah.
As soon as Clementine comes into the picture... It's all over, dude. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, and everything, all her emotions is now protecting that little girl because she fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And credit to that little kid that did that voice. I mean, she's so good. And the animations they did for her, everything. They just make her look... They did her so well. Yeah. That's why I got Game of the Year by some people. The interaction between these two. And then later on, you get into a farm where you have to, like, choose to lie or not to lie. And
that's all the further I got. Once the guy got eaten, I was like, okay, this is stupid. All right, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Game of the Year, stupid. Okay.
Yeah, Game of the Year, stupid.
Okay. So she started to have moral... And I'm watching this on her. It's pretty great. I love watching people play something I already played through to see how they do it. I love that. No matter what the game. You going through Portal or Skyrim or whatever. I love it. Mm-hmm. And even better, a girl that's never played a game. She picked up controls pretty easily. This is the greatest part, I thought. Very early off in the game, you get... The series builds itself on moral dilemmas. And right off the bat, you need to choose between saving a man that's useful or saving a child. And it's a split-second decision. You have maybe... Not split second. Let's say 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
She froze. And neither one of them got saved. And she was drunk and upset. And she said, we got to go back. We got to go back. Like, do that again. I need to choose. I'm going to choose the boy this time. I was like, I don't know if you should. You have to live with the consequences. You're like, fuck you. And so I figured that I wasn't getting laid if I didn't rewind it. So I did rewind it. And then, you know, she picked her thing. So
she picked the kids.
She's really enjoying this game, man. Like, she is invested, and it's awesome for me to watch this happen. And I'm playing a game with a girl. It's awesome.
It's funny because a lot of people that don't play games think, oh, you know, it's like gaming. It's like some dude playing Madden or right. Counter-Strike. Like, you're sitting in your little cave.
Headset on.
Yeah. You're just like Twitch gaming.
Yeah. And then, emotion never comes into
it. Yeah, and then you do a game like this, and then they realize that it's like watching a TV
even
show.
Better, but in my opinion. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a fun experience. Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Chad, back to Tropical 4?
Yeah, so I played Tropical 4 for a couple hours. I just wanted to talk to Bobby a little bit about it, because he's the Tropico guy.
Well, I played Tropico 4. I'm not necessarily the Tropico guy. I did really enjoy that game.
Amongst us, you are.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a Tropico King, if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
The Tropico Czar.
El Presidente.
Yeah, exactly. So, first of all, the music is awesome in this game, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that just me?
I had that song stuck in my head for so long. I can't remember which one it is, and that's a good thing. I don't want to remember which one it is. But I was just going throughout my day, just like, you know, that like mambo beat. Just,
I'm imagining it's something you want to drink a pina colada.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
definitely. The graphics on this game were really good. I was expecting like a SimCity style graphics, but it's like really impressive.
Photorealistic almost.
Yeah, like...
A lot of palm trees.
It's very kind of, I don't want to say racist, but it's like plays up the stereotypes a lot.
Plays on stereotypes.
Name me one stereotype that isn't correct, by the way.
there
isn't one. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I thought it was cool that you could go to individual people and see what the individual people's wants and needs are. So I thought that was kind of a cool aspect.
So it's a much smaller scale than SimCity. Much smaller.
It can be.
But you can grow it out. And it's kind of funny how it kind of plays off the, you know, dictatorship. Like, you can choose, like, tobacco or corn. You know, like SimCity, you can do kind of whatever, farming or whatever. But it's not like, it doesn't play off the, oh, I'm a dictator, so I'm going to have a secret Swiss bank account where some of the funds are getting diverted to.
Yeah.
So it kind of has a fun, kind of playful aspect to it. I was enjoying it for the couple hours that I played this week. It was really cheap on Steam, which is why I picked it up. So Tropico 5 is already out, but Tropico 4 you can pick up really cheap. If you're kind of into this SimCity style gaming, like, I highly recommend it. I didn't really see a downside. I thought it was, from the little I played SimCity, I had more fun playing this game than I ever did playing SimCity.
Yeah. No, same here. I enjoyed this way more than SimCity, way more than a lot of these simulation games. I don't know what it was exactly about this game, but I really enjoyed it. And for some reason, I had always had this kind of negative opinion on these games before I played them, just because they were being sold for so cheap.
They look really, to me, so I haven't bought any of them. Mm-hmm. And every time I see the advertising or whatever, the art, I was like, oh, this looks super corny and cheap.
Yeah, it so did. And I think the developer is not like a known developer. I forget who
well,
does
now
this.
They are, for sure.
I think Calypso is the publisher.
Yeah, Calypso.
Like, 78 is pretty good. What'd you pay for it, Chuck?
I think it was just a couple bucks, like $4 or $5.
Yeah, you can always find this for less than $5.
Yeah.
It's on sale quite a bit.
I can't even pronounce that. Hemimont Games?
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The developer is
change your name. Go fuck yourself. Hemimont Games.
The developer is not a known developer, but they do really well for this game, and I highly recommend it.
Tropico 5 is really high on my wish list. I'm waiting for that game to drop in price significantly, and then I'm all over that. I think I made it about halfway through Tropico 4, and I would still continue to play that. They do a really good job of starting you off with small missions and building it up. They start you off very basic, and around where I'm at now, like halfway through, 10 missions in, it's very large scale. They take a long time. Some of these missions can take 40 minutes, an hour maybe.
Look at that shot. It's a gorgeous game.
Yeah.
Gorgeous-looking game.
Yeah, it's a pretty game.
Oh, yeah. You can get some great screenshots. You can dress up your dictator, too. Mine's got a big sombrero.
Yeah, you can even control where you go because you are the dictator.
You're a dude.
Yeah, so you can take your dictator to, like, restaurants, and that restaurant will do better because you attended
that's
it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Are there assassination attempts?
Oh, there's all sort of like underhanded things that
you can do
in this game.
You can do secret police
it's
assassinations.
It's Cuba, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have internet, so they don't even know this game exists.
Probably not.
Bobby, what's
so what
Among
else?
The Sheep?
Among the Sheep? Among the Sleep.
Among the Sleep.
This is the one where you play as the kid, right?
You that play gets out as, of the I think it's crib. A two-year-old kid, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, a very young kid who can barely walk. I like this game. I was waiting for it to go on sale for a long time.
Yeah, we've been talking about this a little bit.
Yeah. And again, like I said, it's nothing but horror games from here till Halloween. I'm probably going to slip in a few others here and there, but it's going to be a lot of the scary games. So get ready for that. But Among the Sleep, I liked it. It reminded me a whole lot of Gone Home. A whole lot. It's kind of short. You're looking at 2 to 3 hours of gameplay. And it's probably safe to spoil Gone Home a little bit. I don't know. Are you guys going to be playing it anytime
soon?
Yeah,
don't spoil it for me.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Jesus. All right. Well, there goes everything I got. No. No. This game actually only got a 66 on Metascore. I thought that was a little low. It's got 84 on Steam, which is a little bit better. It uses the Unity engine.
That's amazing.
Just like Gone Home.
It looks like it's just set up perfectly for Oculus.
Yes, it does have VR support. I didn't play it with that, although I probably should have. That would have been a great game for it. They really try to put you in the headspace of a two-year-old kid. And they do a fairly good job of it, too. The camera kind of wobbles. There's a little bit of a head bob. Because, you know, kids, their head just never stays on quite straight.
It's too big for the body, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like little aliens at that point. If you run for too long, you can hold shift to run. If you run for too long, you fall down. You know, it's a little kid. You're
clumsy. Awesome.
And when you press escape to go into the menu, his hands come up and he closes his eyes. You know, like he's playing peekaboo or something.
What a nice touch.
Yeah, little things like that, they do a really good job of putting you in the mindset of a little kid. And, you know, a little kid, they can't process things like adults can. So something like lightning would be, like, horrific for them. There's a part where the kid's mom washes his teddy bear, and the kid thinks that the teddy bear is, like, being tortured or something. And can hear it in the other room just, like, yelling for help. So he comes in to rescue it. You know, things like that, you know, you see the world through a two-year-old's eyes, and they do such a good job with that. This is such a great idea. Like, if someone were to pitch this game to me, I would say, dude, that is the best idea I've heard in a long time.
Cool. The teddy bear, is it actually alive or is that your imagination?
They don't really spell that out. I'm pretty sure it is your imagination. But in the game, yeah, he's talking to you. He's telling you things. If it gets too dark, he says, hug me to feel safer. If you hug him, then he produces a light and you can kind of see in the dark. So there's a lot of symbolism, a lot of metaphors going on here.
Is there actually, like, enemies in this game?
No. You can fall off certain ledges.
Although it's more atmospheric than anything.
Yes, very atmospheric. There are parts where you can get caught by the monster. There is a monster later in the game.
Okay, so there is a monster.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to spoil it, but it's interesting what it turns out to be. But I thought it was funny because early on in the game, I climbed up really high on this shelf, and I'm like, well, I wonder if I can fall here. And I'm practically on the ceiling, and I drop, I don't know, how high are ceilings typically?
10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah.
Did not die. So I thought that was a little weird.
But there are some ledges that will kill you.
Yeah, like there's a part where there's a well, and if you fall down the well, then you die. Or if you, there are certain ledges you will die from.
That's 9 meters for our European friends.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, 3 meters.
Yeah. Now, this game was on sale recently for $12, and that was the cheapest I've seen it so far.
It looks a little bit... I'm looking at gameplay right now that Berto has shown, and it looks like the hands are kind of like independent of the... Did it feel like you were actually connected to the world? Because he's crawling around, and it just looks like the hands are moving, and I'm moving, but they're not necessarily connected to each other.
No, it still kind of felt like you were connected to it. I didn't spend most of my time crawling, although it is faster if you crawl. Yeah, you can walk, and I noticed the shadow. I looked at the shadow while he was walking around, and they actually did a good job of making it look like how a two-year-old walks. You know, they always like bring the legs up really high, and they're very weird and awkward with their arms.
Yeah.
And
gotcha.
It looked pretty accurate. But yeah, I mean, overall, I really like this game.
Awesome.
I don't know if I could say $12 worth. I mean, it is only 2.5 hours of gameplay.
Right.
But it was good.
2 thumbs up from Bobby in 1 week?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
we should just shut down this thing right now.
Hey, I love scary games. You know, they give you the option in this game, too, to lean and look around corners. You know, Q and E, how sometimes you get that
in
games. And I hardly ever used it. And that's one of those things that I feel like is never used. Do you guys ever use the lean options when they give you that in games?
Very rarely.
Yeah. It was like when we were talking about...
It makes it more realistic, but it's still, very rarely.
Usually it's in a first-person shooter, and you never take the time to actually peek around a corner.
Yeah, like Arma 3 has like 8 ways to crouch.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I know when we talked about Wolfenstein a couple months ago, I was really ragging on that slide attack, and I kind of have the same feelings about the Q and E lean as I do about the slide attack. It's just one of those things that they put in games that nobody ever uses. It's just, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's funny because Destiny has a slide move you can do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're running and you push the crouch button, you do a slide move into the crouch.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out a use for it. I mean, granted, I'm doing PvE, but not PvP. I haven't crouched once in my entire time playing this game. Like, there's no point to doing it, let alone do a slide move. Like, that. Yeah,
you
I
have to go
100%.
Out of your way to do that move. It's
yeah.
very pointless.
It's just flashy. Like, okay, let's just put this in here because everybody expects it.
Yeah, and they do that with a lot of games. They did that in the Fear games. They did that with Warframe. Warframe was funny. You could slide across half the map.
So much like Bobby was...
Albert mentions the smite jump, which I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really pissed off that they put
you
jump in.
You complain about everything that Smite does. Every single thing.
No, no.
You play it every night, and you complain about it nonstop.
I just want to
point... I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like... This is not like this. And that.
No.
Yet you're playing it all the time.
How many hours of coding, testing, developing went in to put the Smite jump into the game?
That was one guy.
No, it's not one guy. Trust me. I know this. Like... Testers are jumping everywhere to see if anything breaks. Literally hundreds of hours are spent because they put jump in. And what does it add to gameplay? It's because 12-year-olds want to have a jump mechanic.
No, I'll explain it to you. What do you do in WoW when you're waiting for your group to get together?
Not jump. I will tell you that much.
Fuck off!
No.
The whole raid just jumps.
No.
Everybody's just jumping around waiting.
Not me, because I'm not a 12-year-old boy that likes to fucking jump. I'm sitting there, I'll bring up a website, and I'll
read something. All anyone does in WoW when they're not killing things is jump.
No, not me. And I'm embarrassed by everybody else that does it.
Well, they do.
We've got some strong feelings about jumping.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious though. Like,
I'm serious too.
No,
we're all serious.
Okay. But here's
all right, you know what? Let me say I do agree. I think the jumping thing in Smite was stupid. I don't I don't have jump bound to anything in Smite.
Here's my point. There's so much work that gets put into video games. You guys have no concept how many hours of testing and developing are put in. Hundreds of hours are put into every little thing. And so, like, everything needs to have a point. There needs to be a purpose for it. And stuff like jumping in an MMO or a MOBA has just no point. And so, it's just fan service. That's all it is.
I think it's fun.
I don't know. Yeah.
If I get away from somebody just barely and I happen to be jumping, even cooler. Even cooler in my book.
Anyways.
It's just so kids control, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a big kid. All right. And this is my Mass Effect weekly update.
Yeah.
Well, just like Bobby was doing Assassin's Creed every week for 72 weeks. This is my thing this week. It throws so much information at you. I have 72 fucking missions.
I remember
and
that.
I'm like, this is too much. I have way too many missions. I don't know where to begin.
Wait. Most important, have you decided who you're going to fuck?
It's interesting, dude. I've really thought about it.
Yeah.
Because the alien girl that everybody hooks up with them.
Liara or whatever.
Yeah, the scientist. I think that Garrus wants to bang her, so I'm staying away from that just because of that.
Really? You're getting cock-blocked in a video game?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I don't know. I'm still trying to decide because they all want me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hot.
Naturally. And the dudes too. Because...
Yeah, the gay guy.
You know, there was a whole deal. Well, so the first game came out and there was no same-sex relationships and people got upset about it.
Right.
So then Mass Effect 2 came out and you could do girl-on-girl same-sex.
Right.
And then people got more upset because there was no dude version of that. So then Mass Effect 3 came out.
And now everybody wants to bang you.
Yeah. Now you can bang whatever. Aliens, fucking guys, girls, trees, I'm sure. Like it's all fair play.
And there's a guy in the basement. Yeah. He lives in the basement and he wants a bandit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had anything to do with anything, but so anyway. I don't know who I want to bang. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm in a dilemma of whom I'm going to bang. So
it pissed me off because there's the two dudes.
Oh Jesus! Thanks, Albert. You just ruined the podcast. Dude, look how happy you look.
Yeah. So in 2, the hot girl is Miranda in my mind.
Yeah.
You can't bang her in 3.
Yeah, she dies.
No, she doesn't die. She's just not a.
She's not there.
She's not an option. You meet up with her. You talk with her. You can't sleep with her though.
Right.
Even though I slept with her in 2, it really bugged me.
I don't know if that's 100% true, because she's not a playable character in 3, but I think I researched that, and I think there was some way that
you really wanted to bang her.
Yeah, you did.
Miranda? No. Who did... I ended up going with the alien... Liara.
Liara?
Yeah.
Isn't Garrus after her? Oh my God, we're gossiping. Oh, this is so good.
I don't think so.
No, this game is fabulous!
No, that's the whole point of playing Mass Effect.
No, right? It's so good.
I think either Miranda or Liara kind of fits the story more. Like, that kind of makes sense.
Who's the other... human chick in this game?
Yeah, the one who dies. Well, for me, she died.
Well, you can either save her or rescue her.
In the first one, you got to choose between Caden or Jaden. I can't remember his name. The guy or the girl?
Yeah, but who's the girl?
I can't remember her name, but I chose the guy to live. So in the third one, he propositioned me, but I turned him down. Yeah. But in the third one, if you choose her to live, then I'm sure
I forget who I slept with in Mass Effect 3. I was still just pissed because I couldn't...
You beat the whole game?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I was still pissed that I couldn't fuck Miranda
again. Like, so much shit's going on. I'm getting emails from random NPCs that I saved on random planets.
Oh, you can sleep with her, too. The
one that emails you?
Yeah, the girl that's there that does your, like, communication.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about her, actually. She's really smart.
You can
I'm falling in love with her.
You can sleep with her and then sleep with somebody. I forget how it works. She's kind of a weird one because you can sleep with her like kind of casually.
Is there a bang 'em all button?
No, there's no. Damn. Once you lock in with one, you can't go back and make the decisions. So you kind of have to like save. Either you got to look online to watch.
Again, I think there is one way where you can sleep with two people in one game.
The communication officer you can sleep with, and that doesn't close you out to everybody else. But once you sleep with somebody else after that, then it closes it out.
How do you know all this?
I've done my research.
The communications officer in the third one is the one with the black hair, right? The human? Yeah, but she's a lesbian. So if you're a male, she won't sleep with you.
She did with me.
She's trying to bang me right now.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain.
Are we talking about the same one?
The girl that stands right next to your podium where you do all your decisions.
And she gives you all the messages.
The British one. British stuff.
Yeah, you can sleep with her. And it doesn't close you out.
She beat me at chess, and then she's like, now what?
Now.
Oh, no, dude. I guarantee you 100% if you're...
She'll shut you down?
If you're a guy, yeah. No, because I tried. That was the one I was going after originally.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Maybe you just don't have the skills.
Can we stop sounding like a bunch of bitches for a second? All I wanted to say about this game is it throws all this stuff at you, and it's so much, but yet every once in a while I find myself completely immersed.
Yeah.
Like, I am in this galaxy... I am so part of this fantasy that they put together, and it's so good, they make me forget that I'm fighting the same three bad guys every single time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the gameplay, once you get into the gameplay is just really good. Like, there's the three-person, like, it has a nice balance between the difficulty of shooting the guys, and yet you might die, you might have to restart it. Like, this whole series... For me, the whole Mass Effect series is awesome. I ended up playing this one on console, and I wish I had played it on PC because I really want to have this one on my PC because I'm sure Mass Effect 4 is going to come out.
Yeah, but they're saying Mass Effect 4 isn't going to tie into the other ones at all. It's going to be a whole different story. I don't even think it's going to be about Jack Shepard.
Did you find it clever how they tied his name in at the end there? Do you remember that whole scene?
Are you talking about four?
Am I doing spoilers?
You might be.
At the end of three, where the person was talking about, and this person was like a shepherd or whatever, and so that's kind of like why his name is...
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that whole like...
I vaguely do. Here's the problem with the Mass Effect series. I played it about a year and a half ago, and it's becoming... harder and harder for me to remember the details.
Me too.
And I played through all three of them just one after the other. Had a great time with that. And I almost want to do it again, but it's just such a big task to take on.
I always play the good person. So I started this again as the evil person.
Couldn't do it, huh?
Well, I just got caught up with other stuff. But I was going to play the evil person and have sex with Jack. That was like my thing. I was going to do evil.
Jack's in part three?
Yeah, you can sleep with Jack.
I haven't seen Jack yet.
Oh, she might have died in part two. For me, she died in part two.
Okay.
Not me.
Depending on how your relationships go in two, I think two or three people die on the ship, and they're the people who you have the worst relationships with.
Can you bang
the robot? Sort of.
You can fall in love with her.
Oh, yeah. No, you can sleep with her. Woman with the mask?
No, that's
the
not...
The robot.
The robot. The ship. Remember the ship? The ship? Oh, yeah. Android...
Yeah, Evie.
No, you can't sleep with her. You can. I think you can have interest, but it ends up somebody else on your ship.
Yeah, I want her to hook up with Joker. Joker wants
her.
Yeah.
That ends up happening.
God, we sound like such fucking hens.
But Edie's hot.
Game.
Edie's hot, right?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is it, like... Do you feel kind of awkward that you're attracted to, the robot and the fucking... alien with the mask on her face and you have no idea what she, like
nah.
It kind of feels like
they all got
dirty parts. A dirty old man. I kind of feel like
there's no fat people in this game, not one.
Yeah. No, it's the future. They've eliminated fat.
Oh, it's true. Just take a shot. Who knew that Mass Effect 3 was going to steal the show this week?
Yeah. I love Mass Effect.
It's such a good game.
And I don't want to.
Did you guys change the face of your guy?
No. Nah. I'm straight default dude. Dude, Jack Shepard, no changes done.
Yeah, same here.
Actually, I tried to make myself look a little bit more like myself. but that's pretty much how he looks off the bat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's exactly how you look, right?
So I just...
He's not quite as attractive, but they came close.
I'm a little more attractive than that dude, but...
Yeah, right.
But pretty much it looks like me.
Well, let's say lots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some
We played a little Smite this week.
Yeah.
There was some changes going on. Did we want to talk about that at all?
Sure, why not? So, Arachne got a rework.
Because she was the worst character in the game.
Yeah, unfortunately. And she was my most played character as well.
And she's awesome now. I really like her.
I wouldn't say awesome. She has the same thing that Osiris deals with, where her ultimate is pretty much just for either finishing or getting out. Which, I mean, it's an option.
So be it.
Yeah, it's a way they could go. She's a lot better, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. Throwing those spiders out is fucking awesome. I love it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's wrong, but I just... her three now, you put up a... Have you seen any of this, Bobby?
No.
So check this out. As Arachne, you can throw up a web that looks like... Say it's a web. It's kind of like Ymir's wall, but mm-hmm. it's a web. And if anybody passes through it, two spiders attack them and slow them down. And they're entangled. As they run, they're leaving webs on the ground because they're tangled. And if you run on those webs chasing them, you run even faster. You like get a bonus speed.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you don't have to make them walk through it. You can just throw it on their head and it'll proc all of this.
Pretty much immediately. Instead of like spawning the eggs that need like 15 seconds to spawn, you throw this wall and two spiders come out.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on this because not everybody plays WoW. Smite. They did a great job with the rework. She's not a top tier, I don't say.
No, she's mid-tier.
Maybe. Mid-tier. Odin got reworked. He is more a...
He's juiced right now.
He is super juiced. Bobby, maybe you remember this. Remember when Fenrir just came out and you could, at level 1 and 2, you could pretty much kill people with 3? That's how Odin is right now.
Wow.
Like, he does so much damage.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he... So his 2 is a shield that when the shield breaks, it does damage. But if you jump, it breaks the shield and does damage.
So the jump does damage and the shield does damage and you die.
Yeah. It'll clear a wave at level 2. That's how strong it is. Yeah.
So do you think a nerf is coming soon for him?
Yeah, for him, yeah. Well, they nerfed the shit out of his ult.
Yeah.
So there is that, but...
Well, his ult wasn't all that great to begin with.
Now your friendly guys can pass through the walls. It's not just a wall like friendlies can go through. But any projectiles will go through it too. So you can still get shot from your enemies.
And you're not teammates immune either.
So your teammates can walk through the walls, but the enemies can't.
The enemies can't. Yeah.
Wow.
Which sounds like
he's immune to slow hurts.
He can be hit by anything. Anybody throwing things in there, it'll all affect.
But his passive then will give you bonuses to attack when you kill people in his ring. So it's similar to Shibalanke.
Shibalanke. Think of Shibalanke. You know, he gets a power buff every time somebody gets killed within his ult. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Odin.
Yeah.
They took away a lot of his tankiness.
Just anybody. Yeah. He's straight warrior now.
Wow.
But he's over. He's OP.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a new... Oh, and then...
Freya got this.
Being Mexican, I keep hating that they keep shitting on the Mayan gods. I feel like we get all the trash... Okay, so Sun Wukong, the Chinese didn't like. So they redid Sun Wukong. Now he's Humbats. And that was just a random Mayan god. Okay, let's just give his kit to this guy. Okay, cool, it happened. Now Ao Kuang apparently doesn't fit the Chinese lore, which is fine, cool. But now he got passed off onto a... Now all the Ao Kuang stuff got passed on to a Mayan god.
Kolkoken.
So that's Ao Kuang now.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Wow.
Well, he looks cool. Yeah. He looks awesome.
He looks like a bird now. Does he have the same ability?
You can't get rid of that kit because he's such a...
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a great kit. You couldn't get rid of it. But it's just kind of... There's no mind... Nobody practices Mayan religion anymore. So go ahead. Let's go just show shit on it. You know
I kind of want Jesus to come out.
It's never going to happen. You know,
how cool would that be?
The Christian pantheon?
No. Okay. Maybe not Jesus, but... How about like an Archangel Michael or something? Like, you could do the Archangels, couldn't you?
I think so.
You could do some of like the satanic guys like Beelzebub or you know, like
I guess, yeah.
some of those, couldn't you?
I don't think people would argue. But they're just going to stay away from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's safer that way, for sure.
Anyway, I wonder what they're going to do about skins for Al Kuang or whatever he's called now.
Oh, so...
Yeah, because I bought all those skins because I love Al Kuang.
As Hulk Hogan, you can still get the Sacred Dragon and keep his voice back. That Except super it's, racist voice back.
It's bugged right now, but theoretically you can do it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, Smite updates.
Cool.
Shut up, man. You love it.
Smite. All right. We're going to do news now?
Yeah, sure. Let's get into it.
All right. I guess we'll start off with NVIDIA's Game 24 event. Just kind of letting people know what it is and when it is. This is happening next Thursday, September 18th, 2014, 6 p.m. Pacific time. They're doing it all over the world. L.A., Mission Viejo, which isn't too far from here. Shanghai, Stockholm, London. This is a big event that NVIDIA is doing. They're going to have, looks like a Dota 2 tournament. They're going to have developers doing interviews with Epic, Ubisoft, BossKey, NCSoft, Blizzard, Warner, just Respawn. Ton of people. A lot of people at this event. They're going to be streaming it as well. So I'll probably be watching it on the stream because Thursday night, I can't be up too late. They're also going to be doing a bunch of giveaways. I'm hoping because I registered online for the stream that I'll be eligible for that. But, you know, what are the chances of winning? What I'm excited about is they're talking about doing some announcements. And I'm hoping this is going to be related to the new graphics cards that they have coming out, the 900 series, which is finally Maxwell, what we've been waiting for a long time. What I've been waiting for a long time.
We've been waiting so long, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I have no idea what the fuck.
Well, I've had the same graphics card for about a year and a half now, and almost 2 years.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. I know. It is time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I can use it.
So
yeah. Actually, definitely.
No, you get his, and then I get yours.
Okay.
I'm like the double hand-me-downs.
Yeah, so that is happening again September 18th, 6 p.m.
So in a world filled with fucking expos, it seems like too much lately. We have another one, basically.
I don't think this is so much as an expo.
As an online event?
Yeah, I mean, they are doing local stuff. They might have a LAN there, but I guess it could be considered that. What's funny is AMD did something very similar to this in August. It was like AMD's live webcast or something, celebrating 30 years of gaming and kind of a similar thing. But, you know, it's cool. I'm going to watch and see. I'm kind of interested more in, like, what the developers have to say. I like listening to those. If they have a keynote speech or something, that'd be cool. Sometimes they come to these things and they just, like, talk about stuff we already know and throw a bunch of free T-shirts at people. And hopefully it'll be a little more than that.
Okay. Cool. And so I believe... Payday 2, which is a game we all enjoy, but can never get around to fucking playing together.
There's so many games. It's There's really so many hard. Games.
First world problems, right?
Yeah, seriously.
You know what? I was visiting TJ the other day, and I couldn't get a signal. And I was like, first world problems in a third world country. Boom. That just happens.
It's true.
Anyway, so Payday 2, great game. And they always come out with these crazy DLCs. So, apparently they really liked Hotline Miami, so did we here at DL Gaming Studios.
Yeah. We gave that a DL. Yeah!
And they're both, if you think about it, they're both very mask-centric. Like, there's a lot of mask mechanics in Hotline Miami, even though it didn't have anything to do with the game. Bobby, which one did you use the most, do you think?
The mask?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember. I kept using whichever new one they gave me until I got one that seemed to work for a lot of things. I can't remember which one it was specifically or what benefit.
Even though there's no stats. It's just...
No, there are stats.
There are stats?
Yeah, the mask you choose in Hotline Miami. Are you talking about Hotline Miami or Payday?
Hotline Miami.
No, each mask has a stat.
What?
Yeah.
How would you see this?
It tells you when you pick it.
Fuck off. I guess you have to not be drunk for 10 seconds.
Yep.
Wow. I went with the owl because it looked cool.
The owl?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but both games do use masks, and yeah, it looks like there's going to be some crossover. Now, I'm not surprised by this. I'm excited about this, but I'm not surprised because on the first Payday game, which I played a lot of as well, You guys didn't play the first Payday, did you? Okay. But the first Payday game, they did something really cool. They took the levels from Left 4 Dead 1, the hospital, No Mercy, and they turned it into a Payday level. And you were
trying... So they're known for stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. They've done crossovers before.
And the live-action trailer for this stuff
for this is awesome.
Is really
good. They did a really good job.
They do the best trailers. Even the ones for The Dentist, one of their more recent expansion packs, was great. I love the way they do it.
I would love to see more crossovers in gaming. Like, it's... I feel... I want to give it that it's different from movie studios that want to stay away from each other. In gaming, it's kind of more of like a community. We're a gaming community. Why can't we see... I'm trying to throw something out there. A little Skyrim with a little... I came up with this game the other day. Smite Smash Brothers would... I would quit my job if that came out. That's how good that
was. I don't know. Are we talking about mixing gameplay, or are we talking about just thematic things? Because Team Fortress 2 does that a lot. You know, when I pre-purchased Wolfenstein, I got a chest piece and helmet for the heavy. You know, they have all sorts of hats. You can get the Don't Starve hairdo from...
A little more than that, because I kind of feel that this is just... I'm going to be playing Payday with a chicken head on it.
You think that's what it's going to be, just purely cosmetic?
And maybe the same levels, or their interpretation of the levels.
Yeah.
But what more could they do? I mean, the viciousness. Maybe if they put melee weapons into it?
Well, if they intertwine the stories a little bit. You know, if they kind of work in a Payday level that happened in Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of play through part of Hotline Miami story, but in Payday, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We can only speculate, but man, it fucking sounds awesome.
Yeah, both of those games I really liked. And recently, it must have been because of something with this, I got coupons, 50% off for Payday 2 and 50% off for Hotline Miami. They just sent them to me.
Yeah, and how good was the soundtrack in Hotline Miami? If they put that in Payday. Payday already has a great soundtrack, but they're going to run out of steam eventually. You put some of this, it's fucking awesome.
Totally. Both Payday 2 and Hotline Miami were in a video that I did, God, months ago now. Top, I think it was 16 songs from PC Gaming.
Would that be on our DL Gaming website?
That's not on the official one yet. We should put it on there.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. So look out for that, folks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
What else we got?
I think that's it for news.
All right.
I think that's it for news. Over to you, Jed.
So we talked last week about Warlords of Draenor. We had a beta going out. We picked a winner at random. It was Fisty. So Fisty, congratulations. We'll get you that Warlords of Draenor beta. Have fun. Let us know what you think of it.
Guys, stick with us and you'll get the free shit that we get.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever we get free, we'll pass on down to you.
So the other thing that we talked about last week was the...
community pick.
Community pick.
Yep.
So a couple people responded. Appreciate it, all you guys, for responding. So I think we're going to play Banished this week.
Yeah, I think Banished was the choice, but let me start off by saying that I liked every single one of these games that was suggested, and I'd like to eventually get to all of them.
Yeah, you
already own all of them, pretty much, right?
But, you know, the first one that was suggested, Mountain Blade Warband, I've heard so many people talk about this game, and I kind of want to know what's up with it.
Yeah, me too.
And this is, I've had this on the giveaway before, and it goes quick. There's something about that game that has me very curious.
And it's been on sale for super cheap, too.
Oh, yeah, right? It was just on the Humble Bundle
site. This isn't the one that's the PvP...
I don't know one thing about it.
It's not the War of the Roses style game.
No.
Okay.
No, it's something different.
Yeah.
Also, someone mentioned Kerbal Space Program.
Yeah,
I played a little bit of that, and that game is literally rocket science.
Yeah.
There's a great video on YouTube you should check out where an actual NASA technician or engineer plays the game. And you can tell it's an old guy. He's never played video games before.
I see.
But it's a fun little experiment.
That's awesome.
Watching.
Well, NASA actually got hired, signed up with Kerbal to do the asteroid mission where you're supposed to deflect an asteroid away from Earth or whatever. So there is some actual interplay between NASA and Kerbal Space Program.
While we're talking, I'm just going to throw this out there. It has nothing to do with games. One of the possible ways to deflect an asteroid, if we detect it far away enough, is just to paint it white, because eventually all of the light beams that bounce off of it will make it turn enough that
you want to paint an entire asteroid.
Yeah, hit it with paintballs. A paintball missile.
I don't know.
Wow.
Just on the side that the sun is hitting it.
Back to games. What else we got?
You guys are assholes.
You're the one talking about painting asteroids. Why don't we just send Bruce Willis out there?
First of all, rude. And B, I don't like you.
Someone said a good flight sim.
No.
I would give it a shot. I'd give it a shot.
A flight sim? Okay. So taking off and landing, very dangerous. What happens in the middle?
Hey, what about Pilot Wings? I mean, that was Super Nintendo, but...
Yeah? I don't know. Love that game.
What was it called?
Pilot Wings?
I don't remember playing
that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. King you Arthur's were too Gold. Poor, probably, to ever own a Super That's Nintendo.
Okay, King Arthur's Gold. Now, I know I have that game.
You have every game. Let's be honest.
Okay.
So you play all the games. You tell us... I'm gonna pick up Banished this week. I'm gonna play Banished.
Yeah. Banished is exactly what I was talking about last week. I bought Banished. It was on my wish list. I saw it on sale. I bought it because it looked interesting. I wanted to play it. Threw it in the library and completely forgot about it. So okay. I'm glad someone brought that up. Also, someone mentioned Natural Selection 2, which is an awesome game. And an awesome game when you got a bunch of people on and you're looking for something to play together.
We kind of reviewed that.
A while back.
Early on in our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we might. I don't know if we
first
really
or the second podcast I was on, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Which we liked that game.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing I can say.
Our only problem was that the commander thing, it was like you either win or you lose based on your commander. You either have a shitty commander that didn't do shit, or you had a good commander.
They need to have a better training for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's talk a little bit about... We also have some stuff coming out next week. So Archage, which is another Trion MMO, officially kicks off next week. I've been excited for this game, but the only way to have played it is to pre-order it, and I was not really interested in pre-ordering it. So hopefully I'm going to pick up and play Archage next. Archage, how would you spell that? How would you say that?
Akriage.
Akriage.
Yeah.
Akriage. Okay.
Akriage.
So Archage, I'm going to be playing next week. If I can peel myself away from Destiny, because I've been having a lot.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
I haven't even booted up my PS4 in a year. And this this game.
Now, you said this was by Trion. Now, these are
Trion.
These are the same guys that brought us... What was that game where you switched between the knight, the wizard, and...
That's Trion.
No.
Trion. Okay.
Trion is the one that did...
Rift.
Rift,
okay.
Rift.
Trion, Trion.
And that was a good
that
game.
Mixed.
Yeah.
Rift was
no,
really good.
They are good at MMOs, so I'm excited. They've got a good lineage on MMOs, so...
Not at all. And Wasteland 2 is also having their official release. A while back I said that I was not ready to be played. So I'm going to take after their official release, I'm going to boot it back up because I paid $44 for it. And it looked like a goddamn...
Can you get the Bobby character to not be the complete scrub guy?
He was so bad.
Yeah.
Bobby, you didn't make one shot.
Step your game up, Bobby.
Step your game up.
If you're in the zombie wasteland, you're going
to
be...
The only thing you landed were heals. Heals to dead people. That's what you're doing.
Well, I think it's your fault for creating such a shitty character for me.
I put your best attributes. I was like, really good at technology.
Long hair. Did you do that?
Scruffy beard.
Scruffy
beard. Yeah, yeah. I put 7 points into scruffy beard.
Yeah.
I only had 8 to work with. It was 7 points into scruffy beard, 1 into technology.
Yeah, okay.
It seemed like a winning combination to me.
That sounds like Bobby, so yeah. I don't see the problem.
He's not smiling at all.
Yeah.
You don't like
that
at all.
Okay. Woo! So that's what's playing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Let's shut it down.
Yeah, well, let's talk about next week. I mean, these are the games that we're going to be looking at. Is there anything else that you guys are looking forward to? Anything happening next week or anything else that you think you're going to be playing? I know I, for one, am going to continue on this scary game trend. I'm hoping to get into Outlast, and I really want to play a DLC, Whistleblower. Grab that. And maybe Dead Space 3. I got to finish the trilogy, but it's definitely going to be horror-centric.
I've been talking about this for weeks, and guys, I've been working. I actually put about 5 hours into it. I'm almost done with my beginner's guide to Skyrim modding. If you haven't played Skyrim yet and you don't want to, don't play it vanilla, first of all. Just don't. Just follow my easy step. Okay, how most of these guys work is People are like, do this, drag this over here. I've already done it, but this is how you do it. I have a fresh install with nothing on it. So I'm starting from absolute scratch. This is exactly what you need to do in every single step, but we're going to get done in under 10 minutes. So
yeah, you've been talking about this all week.
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. So it'll be up on our actual DL Gaming YouTube page, as opposed to Bobby's other one that he likes to hold all the good stuff on.
True.
Too drunk to play? That needs to be on DL Gaming.
I think I put them all in. Well, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, we'll transfer all those in there.
Chad?
Yeah. Destiny.
Destiny.
Are you playing some Destiny?
Destiny and Arch Age. If I can't do more work than an MMO and a
Archarge.
Archiedge.
You know what, though? It is a better name than Destiny. I mean, what a generic name for a game.
When you're Bungie, I think you can do it.
Yeah.
Halo. And the next one's going to be like chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just
table. Get away with
it. Table. I love chair.
cool.
All right.
Talk to you guys later.
Motherfucking titties.